Well, well, well. I looked at the psalm yesterday. I looked at the psalm this morning for today. And I thought, really? And I thought, why, Lord? You know where those are and where they're ending. And I really, it's fine. But this isn't what I want to open from this morning. And then I came to church. And God had a better idea. How many times has that happened to you? So I'm hearing all this stuff about families being blessed, and I'm hearing about grandchildren. I'm seeing her swell up with pride so big, but it's okay. It's legitimate. And you two, too, just sitting there like proud peacocks, and you wanting to see this baby. And I said, oh, my gosh, now I know. I got it, Lord. I got it. I was the one that was a little slow on the take-up on this. But listen to this psalm. From the Message Bible, Psalm 128. How joyous are those who love the Lord and bow low before God, ready to obey Him. And I think everybody that shared about grandchildren this morning, hey, you love the Lord and you bow before Him. Amen. Your reward will be prosperity, happiness, and well-being. Your wife will bless your heart and your home. Your children will bring you joy as they gather around your table. Yes, this is God's generous reward for those who love Him. May the Lord bless you out of His Zion glory. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem throughout your lifetime. And may you be surrounded by your grandchildren. Amen. Happiness to you and happiness to Israel. Amen. Wow, our grandchildren can bring us joy. And you know, for most of our grandchildren, we don't have to change their diapers for great-grandchildren. We don't have to do that, right? We just get to enjoy them the whole time. Amen. God knows, and guess what this psalm is saying? God wants to bless you. He wants to bless each of us. That's His business. Our business is simply being humble and bowing before Him and enjoying Him. He wants us to enjoy Him. He wants us to enjoy each other in the family of God. Let's stand and let's say verse 4 together. Stand in awe of God's yes. Oh, how He blesses the one who fears God. And that's not standing and shaking in front of God, being afraid of Him. That's holding Him in reverence and saying, I know who You are, Lord, and I know You want to bless us.
Amen.
And we want to bless You above everything else. Amen. Amen.